Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's the room? Monday Night Football edition here at Beth Sweats. Joe O, Sammy P. I wonder if Joe is out shoveling snow. I heard the door close. Thought maybe the house got decked with a snowstorm and wasn't really sure, but Joe's back. We were wondering if you were out shoveling snow. If that's the case. That's what you were doing.
I was in the back porch taking a look because the smoker got delivered yesterday, and I haven't found a spot for it yet. And so, yeah, sorry about that. I miscalculated my time. I started thinking about what's going to be the first thing that goes on a smoker, and I got to figure out a spot for it on the back patio because there's a lot of snow that needs to be moved around, which I'll probably do after the show today. But what do you think? I mean, pork butt's the easiest, right? Pulled pork?
Pork butt is very easy. It's very time-consuming, but it's a kind of set-it-and-forget-it type deal. So what you do is you throw it on at like 10 o'clock at night, and then you go to bed. Quick tip, though. When you're smoking meat, not crack. When you're smoking
crack,
the smoker has to come. Yeah, the smoker. Sorry, I was watching the Charlie Sheen doc again the other night. What a creature that guy was. Paul's seen it, right? Paul, nod. You've seen the Charlie Sheen doc,
yeah? That was pretty wild. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we started getting into the darkness, and it's like, all right, this is weird. Anyways. You got to pull the smoker away from the house. I know that might sound elementary, but do not smoke. If you're going to do it, you got to pull that thing at least like 3-4 feet away from the house before you smoke anything.
Okay.
Don't let it rest against the brick or the siding. Like you got to wheel it away from the house. That's all I'm going to say.
More area I got to shovel, so it's worth it. What is not time consuming? Because you're right, because I've done pork butt like on a charcoal one. It did take a long time. But what is not
time consuming?
I mean,
you could do chicken thighs. Ribs? Chicken thighs take about 2.5 hours.
How long do ribs take?
Well, it depends on how you do ribs. I usually do the 2 hours naked and then the 1 hour wrap. So 3 hours, give or take. And then if you want to sauce them for 15 and let that kind of, come together. I've been doing the pork belly, which is another 2.5 hour thing where you get the slab from Costco. You can kind of throw it over your back like a sack. And then you slice it into cubes. And then you let the cubes sit for about 2 hours. Then you throw them in foil and sauce, brown sugar, butter. And then after 30, 45 minutes, those are done. Mm-hmm. So you want to do like chicken thighs, chicken wings, ribs, pork belly, which comes out like a burnt end type thing. Those are all around 2.5-3 hours. That's much easier than a 16-hour pulled pork.
Yeah. Takes a long time.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so
Joe,
getting that figured out
this
as well.
For our goodbye party? That's what we're going to your place. You're cooking a bunch of meat.
Are you hosting? Me? Yeah, what's
up? Yeah, that's what I'm pool party?
When
pool party?
I don't think so. That's not happening, dude.
We'll all come over and pick up the snowy, cruddy leaves, and then we'll all have a good time.
I'm so pissed about it. It's annoying. I'm worried, as you were talking about the snow during the last segment, I was like, I think we just might have snow for the next 4 months. This is my concern. So it happens in November. It's going to be here December into January. And then it sounds like they're forecasting a bad winter. I'm like, oh, bad winter. It's going to continue into February. Like, this is our life. Well, not all of us, but Paul, I saw it, the look on his face. Like, I know this is why he hates Chicago.
In the winter.
Paul, I don't think it's going away.
No, I see multiple snowflake emojis on my little weather app for the rest of the week. Like, it's one thing if you get a one-off in February.
That's
no,
fine.
It's sorry. What month are we at? November. It's if we get one, you know, whatever, then it, yeah, who cares? But no, it looks like this is going to be a thing for the next couple months. And like, I'm seeing the dark blue on like for temperature. Like, I'm seeing single digits, like a 4 degrees, a 5 degrees. It's a little early for all this.
Oh, man.
This is another segment in the making. Like, we just asked Paul what day it is or what month it is. Like, that would be outstanding.
3, 2, 1.
Paul giving weather forecast.
You went from February to November, and it's December. It's very funny.
You know, being back after a couple of days, it's like, I'm all discombobulated.
Just a couple of days for you? You were out last week, right?
No, it was a whole week. Yeah, it was the whole week.
Yeah, but it felt like nothing, right?
It was really nice. But
I saw him Monday, and he was like, I do not feel great. But then he just pounded seafood all night. So I was like, oh my God.
That was the first test case. Yeah. That was like, all right, am I going to hold up okay? Yeah. And I took a little something beforehand. It was Dan's birthday.
Birthday. So, yeah. So I get out of the Uber. I see Paul. Paul's like, oh man, I had the worst case of food poisoning. And I'm like, so you're going to do seafood, huh?
Yeah, aggressive.
They were crushing seafood. And I didn't even eat at the dinner because I ate a half a jalapeno pizza at like 1 in the morning the night before. So I was out of commission on Monday. Yeah. Oh, like all the whiskey. And then my buddy dropped off a half pepperoni, half jalapeno pepperoni pizza. And I like all I did was eat the whole thing. So, yeah, not a great week for me.
Yeah. Where's the room? Were we going to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. We already played the thing when you were out looking at leaves and snow and smokers. Okay.
Smoking
also track. Cleaned my AirPods during the break, like pretty Did intensely. You? So, but might be making the switch. After all that, it might be. Yeah. Anyway, where's the room? The room... It's kind of mixed, but very much heading towards the Patriots. No surprise. Fifth most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Drake May, over 244.5 passing yards. That is -115.
Makes sense. They do love May.
Yeah. I get it. Not the way I would attack the Giants' defense, but he takes his deep shots every game.
I guess somewhat related, DeMario Douglas, over 1.5 receptions made at +115.
They love these.
So random.
They love these. All right, we got two Patriots so far out of the five. What's number three?
All right, so now we are going, just trying to get the juice up as well. So the number three most bet prop, we're going to the Giants, Theo Johnson, over 30.5 receiving yards. And that is -118.
Oh, that's probably actually a down good to 20 there, Joe.
Yeah, down to 29.5.
He's
of course. Yeah, all he needs is 31 yards.
How have the Patriots done against tight ends? So the number of guys that have gone off. See, most weeks they're kind of middling. Let's see. Gesicki had 35 last week, 53 to tight ends. Against the Bengals, 53 against the Jets, couple of bums there. 82, KDOT had a big game, 9 for 82. Let's see. The Browns tight ends put up 99 yards against them. Kincaid had a monster game, 108. So I understand where they're coming from. Theo Johnson, he's been involved in the offense more, and the Patriots have not been great against that position.
All right, number two. So on this list, it says Travion Henderson over 66.5 rushing yards. At BetMGM right now, the number is 65.5.
Oh.
No way am I playing this number.
Mm-mm. No.
It's gone up 5 yards. Nope. Nope. But we knew this was good. I mean, just the matchup alone. They've seen Travion Henderson have a 3-touchdown game in a primetime spot, and here he comes against one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. They're going to remember that, and they're going to play Travion Henderson. All right. Number two.
All right.
What is number one?
Dart? Number one. They're being weird, as they kind of do. So they're going a running back receiving yards. Tyrone Tracy over 18.5 receiving yards.
Damn it.
You're screwed.
Sorry, Sam.
It's fine as long as he runs for 80 with a couple touchdowns. Right. I need to literally have more points than the Patriots kicker. That's what it comes down to. That's my Monday night. If Tracy has more points than the Patriots kicker, I will probably make the playoffs. If not, I will probably miss.
One catch, 15 yards for a touchdown.
Perfect.
You just don't get it.
I hate hearing his name, though. Just the fact that you said his name in the room. Forget that he's number one. The fact that you even said the word Tracy has me squeamish.
No dart plays. I'm surprised, guys.
Most like, he's a guy, bet anytime touchdown. Jackson
anytime. Dart. And what are the odds on that?
So this says, I didn't see this. Maybe it's at BetMGM. They're listing plus 320 on the room sheet.
Where's Henderson there? I thought he would have been.
He's on there. He's top five. He's at minus 125. Dart is currently plus 275.
Okay, but like, was he second most popular, Henderson, or no?
He was fourth. He was fourth. Oh, okay. The fifth most popular is New England defense special teams, a plus 725. Others that are in the room, Hunter Henry and Stephon Diggs.
Oh, man.
Joe, after hearing the room, any thought about Giants money line tonight?
Feels a little Giants-y.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we like the 7, and we've seen so many big dogs win this week. Bears, 7-point dog outright. Bengals, 7.5-point dog outright. Panthers, 10.5-point dog outright. Could we see a fourth one this week? Boy, that would be a lot, but I could see it. Just matchup-wise, we've seen the Giants in these close games since moving on from Daboll. They've played well. They should have beat the Lions last week in Detroit, which was another massive point spread. They're 1-5 in these one-score games. I don't see Patriots blowout. I got to be honest with you. And now you have a New England offensive line that is missing some of their best dudes, quarterback that gets sacked, a Giants front that brings pressure. There are a lot of check marks here on the Giants. Maybe we sound stupid because we're back in the 2-10 team, but yes, I could see them winning outright.
Also, this is dumb, but the team that stopped the most unstoppable Patriots teams of all time, the Giants.
Yeah, I know. I know. I thought about it. And how did they win that game, Paul?
Pass rush.
Trenches, man. Trenches.
Yeah. I think we have to bet this Abdul Carter sack prop. I see plus 190. That's probably a good look.
I'd agree with that. You see a Thibodeau number?
No, I did not.
I'm looking again. Yeah, I still don't see one. I think since each of us had that thought this morning before the show started and we looked it up, as far as the prices, I feel like we've got to bet that. Now, if it doesn't hit, we're going to say we're idiots because he hasn't had a sack all year. And we were trying to find that spot. But this seems like a spot.
If it ain't this week, I don't know when it's going to be, though. I mean, talk about a scenario that you would like to attack. But most importantly, it's the plus 180, plus 190 price. Combined with the fact that you have both left tackle and left guard out for the Patriots. And the one thing Vrabel and McDaniels have done a really good job at is getting May to go down. Rather than throw a ball off your back foot or whip one in a double coverage, just take the sack. They're okay with sacks. Mm-hmm. Sacks are not bad. Sacks are bad when you're holding the ball out here and it gets stripped. Taking a sack is better than throwing a pick. So all those factors wheeled together and the price, come on.
Yep, that makes sense. So there are angles for Monday Night Football. That's what the room is thinking. The room is all over Tracy, over receiving yards, Henderson over rushing yards. That's not a surprise. Theo Johnson over on the receiving, DeMario Douglas over on receptions, Drake May over on passing yards, and then the dart anytime touchdown. Very popular for tonight, thinking that he's going to rush. I can't wait to see what they do there. I was also thinking that they would bet on dart rushing yards in some form or fashion, and they didn't trust that one. So that was surprising. Paul, was that you? Was that your horn?
In the bike? Yeah, apparently there's someone here. I don't know. Yep. Bye, guys.
On a break.
You'll find out. Lightning bets are next. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.